snatched Morton, and Morton nearly pickpocketed him. Now Neff back to Cloyd, top of the key, down to the opposite block to Kaler underneath the defense, and this one falls on the reverse Mikan for Aaron Kaler. He now has 7 points, down to an 11-point deficit for the Cardinals. USA leading 38-27, 3.5 to play in the third quarter. The right wing to Moss, to Nash Morton, to Micah Kramer, left wing against Cloyd. Landon Zimmer for another three, and this one is good. 3 threes in the quarter alone for Landon Zimmer. He has 23, 11 in the quarter. 41-27, the largest lead of the night for USA by 14. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter, and Jack Green traveled with it for Kingston at the right block, extended.
Frustration is kind of setting in on the Cardinals.
That's 12 turnovers for the gray and red. Jack Green sits down. Tyler Heckroth sits down. So out there and replaced by Connor Gettle. Out there for USA. Micah Kramer bringing the ball up. Nash Morton at the right wing. To the left wing, that'd be Landon Zimmer. Right block, that is Kyle Moss. Didn't Connor Gettle the left block. Landon Zimmer being guarded by Hunter James down to the baseline into the corner. Landon Zimmer for three. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Aaron Kaler for Kingston. First rebound of the quarter for the Cardinals. Trailing by 14 points, 41-27. Kaler loses it going into the lane, and there's a loose ball, and this is going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Patriots.
If you're going to dribble into the lane, well, just don't.
Yeah.
Not against USA.
41-27, red, white, and blue, leading by 14 points. It was 23-28, a 5-point lead for the Patriots at halftime. They currently lead by 9 more than that.
Hunter James almost got one.
Nash Morton at the left wing for three. This one is good. When it rains, it pours. And Nash Morton in the books now with 3 points, and it's a 17-point lead for USA, 44-27. 2:05 left in the third. Kaler at the left wing to Hunter James, down the key to Kreiderman, right wing. Cloyd back over to James, to Neff for the long NBA three, no good. Rebound brought in by Connor Gettle. USA pushing tempo. Micah Kramer with the ball to the right wing, going against Cloyd. Nash Morton, who just hit that last three, dribbling to the left wing, wants the three, nothing there though. Now Landon Zimmer dives into the lane, goes up strong, and this is going to be a block against Kingston. Kingston wanted a offensive, but none there, but Levi Kreiderman's going to be called for the foul. And this will be Kreiderman's first personal, team's fourth. So this puts Landon Zimmer to the free throw line, who's had a whale of a third quarter here. He had 12 points at the half, and he's added on 11 points in the first 6.5 minutes of the second half.
I'm running out of room.
First free throw is short, no legs in that one. So the score remains a 17-point lead for USA. Keegan Bixman replaces Kyle Moss for the Patriots. Out there for Kingston, we have Levi Kreiderman, Hunter James, Nathan Cloyd, Evan Neff, and the second free throw from Landon Zimmer is good, so he will sit down. And he is replaced by Cade Ryerson. 45-27, largest lead of the night so far for USA. 1:25 left in the third quarter. Neff dribbling against Nash Morton at the free throw line. Jump shot is up. This one's no good. Rebound Micah Kramer. And here come the Patriots. Pushing tempo once again. Connor Gettle down to Bixman. The right block swings it into the opposite corner. Nash Morton for three. And this one is good. Nash Morton with back-to-back threes. Now it's a 21-point lead, 48-27. USA leading with 1 minute left in the third quarter. Stolen away by Nash Morton. Cade Ryerson now has it. That is the 13th turnover for Kingston. 4 in this quarter. Nash Morton dribbling to the left wing. Now picks his dribble up. Pivots to Cade Ryerson at the right wing. Back to Micah Kramer. Slowing things down. Ball on his side. 40 seconds left. Nathan Cloyd now coming to defend. Nash Morton against Neff to Cade Ryerson. Top of the key. Micah Kramer right wing. Gets a screen from Bixman. Now the right elbow. Connor Gettle back to Kramer. 24 seconds left in the third. USA 48, Kingston 27. Cade Ryerson left wing with the ball. Now Nash Morton in the left corner. Gets a screen from Bixman, goes the other way. Connor Gettle, top of the key. Just playing keep away at this point. Back to Nash Morton, left wing. 10 seconds left against Neff. Now starts his dribble. Nothing there at the left elbow. 4 seconds left to Connor Gettle. Pops the three in the corner. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Kaler. And that is how we'll end the third quarter with a 21-point lead for the USA Patriots, 48-27 over the Kingston Cardinals, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Hi, this is Dr. Whitney from 3 Point Chiropractic in Sebring. In addition to chiropractic care, we now have laser therapy to supplement your healing process. Laser therapy is proven to locally reduce pain in arthritis, muscle stiffness, and even strains and sprains. Call 3 Point Chiropractic today to find out how laser therapy can help you deal with your pain drug-free. Call 989-704-3334. Also, massage therapy is now available at 3 Point Chiropractic with Jessica Kinney, a licensed massage therapist. Call and make your appointment today for laser therapy at 3 Point Chiropractic of Sebring.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Nash Morton fouls Aaron Kaler. He goes 1-for-2, or excuse me, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Excuse me, John, he missed both of those free throws.
He missed both of them, yes.
So it still remains 48-27. A couple of possessions for each ball team, and then Cloyd goes down the free throw line, and he's fouled. So he's at the free throw line shooting two shots now. On the first free throw, this one rattles home in for a point. Cloyd now with just 5 points of the night. The foul goes against number 25 for USA. Connor Gettle, that's his third, team's third as well.
Cloyd's the senior. He's got to rally the troops.
They trail by 20 points right now. Check that, 19 points. As USA outscored Kingston at 20-4 in that third quarter. 19-point lead for the USA Patriots, 48-29. Landon Zimmer with another three. This one's no good. Rebound Cade Ryerson keeps possession alive. And we have a timeout called by Mark Gainforth and the USA Patriots. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll stick with you, though. 7:13 left in the fourth quarter. USA in commanding fashion now out by 19 points. They led as many as by 21. That was the score entering the fourth quarter, 48-27. Now it's 48-29. John Mooney, what has been the difference maker here in this second half?
Blitz. You just can't counteract speed. You can't practice against that kind of speed. This has been an education for Kingston. And it's, speaking of education, you know, why did Coach Gainforth call the timeout? He saw a shot selection that he did not like. It was not out. It was outside the scope of his particular offense, and he is reminding his kids right now they need to keep their discipline. They're not playing against the opponent so much as they are their own potential.
USA also out-rebounding Kingston in that third quarter, 6-2. They now lead in the rebounding as well, with 23 compared to Kingston's 16. Landon Zimmer will inbound for the USA Patriots. That's the first timeout called by Mark Gainforth tonight with 7:13 left in the fourth. Landon Zimmer inbounding to Keegan Bixman, being guarded by Quinn Bouchard.
6'8", Quinn Bouchard.
He's only a junior, too.